Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we have excellent teachers who teach from the Word of God, and they live what they teach. And so we invite you to come. Bring your Bibles and your families to our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship service. And you're welcome to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock tonight is our prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And so you're welcome to come to these services. At Wednesday night, at 7 o'clock, we have our midweek Bible study. And so these are our week services, and certainly you're invited to come. We know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God, and you can find out what God wants out of your life, and you can find a pleasing life unto the Lord, then come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Last Sunday morning, we began a study concerning the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts chapter 2. And so let's read once again the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. The Bible said, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Last Sunday morning, we discussed what the day of Pentecost meant. And of course, we understood that it meant 50, or that is 50 days from the Passover to Pentecost. There was 50 days from the first Passover in the book of Exodus chapter 12 unto the first Pentecost in Exodus chapter 20. And then, of course, there were 50 days from the Passover in Jesus' day when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary all the way down until Acts chapter 2. There was, of course, 50 days. And what happened here was that God had turned away from Israel because of their rebellion. His Shekinah glory, and we talked about that in the book of Ezekiel chapter 9 and chapter 10, had left Israel and had, in Acts chapter 2, had descended upon his church, that is, upon his local congregations. Now, we see that this has happened, but there's also in the New Testament scriptures that show us that this is what Jesus said would happen. The book of John, chapter 14, the Bible said here in verse 16, and Jesus is here speaking to his disciples just before his death on the cross of Calvary. And he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." That's John chapter 14, verse 16. "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And so, on the day of Pentecost, this promise that Jesus gave to his disciples, that is, unto his local congregations, his local church, Jesus gave them this promise, and on the day of Pentecost, that promise was fulfilled. In the book of John chapter 14 and verse 26, the Bible said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And so this is the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus said he would give his power unto his church. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, here Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And so now the disciples, after the ascension of Jesus Christ back into heaven, they were waiting there in the upper room, gathered together 120 souls, and they were praying continually for God's will to be done. They were waiting for the promise of the Father which should come. And on the day of Pentecost, on the 50th day from the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit came in the form of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And the Bible said there appeared unto them cloven tongues, that is, clean tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. So they all received the power of God. All of those assembled together. And we understand, please, that these were assembled believers. They were together. And in verse 4, the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Both men and women were filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there's a few things here in verse 4 that we would like to notice in particular. First of all, the Bible said they began to speak with other tongues. Now, what happened? Well, you can read for yourself in your Bible and see very plainly what happened was that when these people began to speak with other tongues, that they began to speak in a language that people could understand. Read with me Acts chapter 2, verse 5, and in verse 6. The Bible said, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven." Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. Now listen, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now understand, what's happening is a miracle. These disciples are unlearned by the large percentage. Peter especially is a fisherman by trade. He is not an educated man. And yet as Peter stands up and preaches on the day of Pentecost, he preaches in such a way that anybody listening to him can hear and understand what he's saying, regardless of whether they can understand the language or not. The Bible tells us here in Acts chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10 and 11 that there were 17 different nations assembled together. And every man there could understand the Hebrew language. That's what Peter was preaching in. But the important thing is to notice that they heard them speak in the language of the nation wherein they were born, in their native tongue. What an amazing thing it was. Well, you know, I don't believe that there's any way that anybody in their right mind could deny what happened on the day of Pentecost, that Peter and these people spoke with languages. The problem is, why can it be done today? Why is it that the charismatic missionaries have to go to language school and sit beside the Baptist missionaries that are there? It's simply because they can't do what it says on the day of Pentecost. Nobody can do it. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just stating the facts. There are some people who claim that they know someone that can speak in languages without ever having learned the language. But no one dares to claim in print or in person to have this gift themselves. It's always for somebody that's not there. The reason is obvious. They just don't have it. The gift of speaking in tongues. What were these tongues? Well, it was a language. The Bible said in verse 6, "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." So they were speaking in languages, not in something else. Not in some kind of gobbledygook kind of business that was going on. If you would look in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, which is a great instructional chapter concerning the use of spiritual gifts. Actually, chapters in 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14 all go together speaking about the same subject, the subject of spiritual gifts. And in chapter 14, Paul especially approaches the gift of languages. Now, in your Bible, and I don't have time to go through all of this in this short program that we have this morning, but in your Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I use the King James Version of the Bible, if you'll notice, like in verse 2, the Bible says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God." If you'll notice, the word "unknown" in 1 Corinthians 14, 2 is in italics. As a matter of fact, every time that the word "tongue" is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it is preceded by the word "unknown," that word "unknown" is in italics. It's simply not there in the original versions. It's just not there. It would be much better to leave it out altogether. But in this 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we want to read verse 27, and we want to ask the question, how many people on the day of Pentecost spoke in these languages? And you know, and the Bible said in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 that they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so we don't know how many people, somebody would say, spoke in tongues. Oftentimes, it is assumed that all of the 120 people that was present in the upper room spoke in tongues on that day. But the Bible says that they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, the Spirit was discerning about who spoke in tongues and who did not speak in tongues. There were some of these people that did not speak in tongues. As a matter of fact, according to what the Bible says, the majority of those people did not speak in a foreign language at all. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 27, the Bible said, let's read verse 26. "How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying." Let all things be done unto edifying. And then in verse 27, "If any man speak in an unknown language," and again in verse 27, the word "unknown" is in italics, "let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course." That is, in order. Let one speak and then sit down. Another speak and another, and then him sit down. And then the third speak and them sit down, and that's all that can speak in another language. He said, and let one interpret. Don't let two or three people interpret, but just let one interpret. Well, so how many people spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost? The Bible said at the most three. And Peter was one of those. The Bible said that Peter stood up in the midst of them and declared that what was going on was what Joel said would go on. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. But the Lord willing, we'll continue on this same topic, studying about the day of Pentecost and those things that happen next Sunday morning. In the meantime, we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestell, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.